everybody. This is episode 390 of the Pixelated Sausage Podcast. I'm your host, Mark Cruzinez, and today I'll be talking about some anime because I've been catching up with a lot of stuff, as well as some games. Got a few indies other than Fortnite, which I've been playing when the game lets me play it, which is, you know, sometimes it'll let me log in right away. Sometimes I'll be there for a half hour or longer and never end up getting to play, which is really nice. This is all on Xbox One, of course. And this is something that I don't know if it plagues everyone equally, in equal degrees, but I know that even Rob, my co-host from Pixelated Radio, who purchased the game outright, he has experienced the issue as well. So it affects everyone, whether you purchased the game, received a code, or what have you. Before I get to all that, though, I want to talk about something I did today. So this is going to get personal and potentially too much information for some, but I am someone who went commando, and I picked up some briefs today for the first time in a while, and I used to be a boxer guy, but then I didn't like boxers, because boxers are really just shorts that are shorter than usual shorts that you wear under pants, and they're not super, they're comfortable to wear on their own, so if you're going to bed or whatever, they're comfortable because they're very loose and they're not hugging your nuts and your Johnson or your sausage, but they're not really great for wearing in any other way, in my opinion. So, and I had boxer briefs for a period as well, but I've never had briefs since I was a little kid and wore Ninja Turtle briefs and whatnot. But I went with the wrong direction with the ones I picked up today because I figured I'd try these because I just want something that covers the crap, keeps it in place, and that's it. So I got these Joe Boxer bikini style ones, which cover the junk and then got a little thing in the back, and then they don't really cover the side of the leg, of the thigh. And I'm wearing them right now. Not all of them. I'm not wearing four pairs right now. I'm wearing one pair. I'm not crazy. But I don't really like them all that much. I think they're a little bit too minimal for my liking. I feel like I might as well just go commando when I'm wearing these. Because while they do just keep everything in place, they don't do that great a job. And it's not like I have so much junk that it just can't be held in place, but there's not side leakage. But if I was standing here in my underwear, this is getting way too graphic, and you saw a profile of me, you would be able to see a little bit of what's hiding underneath if you looked. Which, how many people are going to see me in just my underwear and just from the side, perfectly from the side? No one, that's who. Because I am single, and why else would anyone ever see me in my underwear? So it's not really that big of a problem, but also sort of, I guess this will be a problem with any briefs maybe, but it just, no, I think these ones are a little bit smaller in the backside too, but they kind of slightly ride in. Don't like that so much. I know this is all very, very exciting, and everyone wants to hear about my underwear adventures, but yeah. And it's just, there's so many different types of briefs and underwear. It's ridiculous. You know, it's just, there's so many different styles, and they range in price like crazy. And there are, you know, the fancy brands. I don't know if it's like Armani or whatever. But just like, if you look, you can find brands that sell one brief for like $40, $50. And I just don't know who the hell buys underwear at that price. Well, I know who. Rich people who just feel like they need to spend shitloads of money on everything to whatever, prove that they're wealthy, to justify their wealth. But yeah, I don't know what to do. I want some containment, but I don't like the containment I'm getting with this stuff. I also just feel like a jackass wearing them. I just feel like if I was ever seen in nothing but my underwear, and you know, you look at these pictures and you're always like, oh, these pictures are just weird to look at, guys. Not in a weird way, but just, you know, to see someone modeling just their underwear. And it would go for women too. It's weird. And me wearing them, I feel like I just feel like a douchebag. I feel like a total piece of garbage. But yeah, I don't know what to do. Now I'm punching my nuts because they're being squeezed by this underwear. And I don't know what to do about it. Anyway, moving on to what people really want to hear about. And that is some anime, which everyone wants to hear about, unless their name ends with Jensen. Then they both, nobody there cares about it. Though maybe the kids will. The kids will get into it. I hope. I will pray every day that you will be forced to watch anime all the time because your kids just can't get enough of it. I will be praying for that. So I've pretty much just caught up with things now on Anime Strike because I kind of waited on that just because I don't like the service that much and the way it does subtitles and all that kind of stuff. But I caught up with Made in Abyss, which is the series about the giant crater. I don't think it's on Earth. I think it's just some random planet or something. But there's this giant crater that people venture downward, and you know, certain people have these whistles that signify how deep they can go and how sick they get when they return. Because when you go deeper into the cavern, into the crater, the sicker you'll get upon your return, because it's just sort of that sickness, like what is it called? Like if you go to places here that are higher altitude, is it altitude sickness? Is that literally what it's called? Well, something along those lines. So, you know, if you go too deep, maybe you'll come back and you'll be vomiting or you'll be dizzy for a little bit. You could get really, really sick. And there are points where if you are of a certain level and you go too far down, you can never return because you will just die if you return. And there's no point in wasting, the energy to do all that. But this is a story about this young girl who, and then there are relics all over. These things are also monsters, of course. And it feels very much like a game, but I believe it's an original. And there are all these relics that you can find, and they're so valuable. So that's why these people venture down there. But this young girl who lives in this sort of orphanage full of all these kids who go down there and collect relics to help pay for the orphanage's rent and all that kind of crap. It seems like a very unpleasant thing, but they kind of just gloss over the unpleasantness and the awfulness of it, because they don't really touch on it except for a very brief few seconds where they show her being strung up naked. I don't think she's being beaten, but she's strung up naked, which is not a very good thing to do to a child. But her mother is one of the greatest adventurers. She's got a white whistle, which is for the people who can go all the way to the bottom, presumably, and return. And one day the whistle comes up without her mother, and it comes with some notes, and she believes the notes are telling her to come after her mother and meet her at the bottom. And, of course, she also has this robot friend who is believed to be some kind of mysterious relic from the place as well. And they begin venturing downward and making their way to the bottom. So that's pretty much what's going on in the series, and they've been making their way to the bottom, and they've run into monsters and some characters and whatever. It's good. I enjoy it. It's very, very, very pretty. Well acted. Good sound. The OP and the ED are solid. But yeah, I think it's just a really, really solid series. I know there are a lot of people who are calling it the best of the season and just really, really praising it. And I am not there. I do like the characters. I think they all have good personalities. It's funny. It's cute. It can be serious. The action when it happens, which is very rare to this point, is good to look at. But it just isn't doing anything for me to stand out. I mean, it does have a unique art style, which is very, very pretty, like I said. But other than that, it's not doing anything to really, really suck me in and make me just praise it to any kind of super high degree. But it is a good watch, and if you are an Anime Strike subscriber, you are surely watching it, because all these series, everyone who is a subscriber is surely watching, because there's not that much to watch on there. And so if you are a subscriber, it's probably because you are somebody, a super fan who wants to watch everything as it airs, and you want to do it legally, so you are, you know, doing all that. Moving on to Love and Lies, otherwise known as Koito Uso. And this is the series where it's Japan, and they have this, they have a restriction on birth rates, as well as these assigned marriages once you hit 16. And it is just smutty, weird garbage with explicit kissing, you know, full of spit and saliva and moaning and awkward situations and convenient situations where they end up on top of each other, various characters, and it's not even being shy about sex. Like, it's very, very explicit in that sense, relatively. And I don't, it's not good, but I enjoy watching it because it's just that stupid. And the whole system that it has in play with the marriages and all that, and the creating these relationships and finding people for one another is just weird and stupid. And it's just dumb, smutty fun. And yeah, I can't exactly recommend it, because I don't think it's good. But if you like watching, it's not bad good in the way First Love Monster, was that the hell that it was called? The one with the kindergarten who looks like an adult? I always get that confused with My Little Monster. First Love, I don't know. Are they both monsters? Whatever. But it's not stupid in that way, that it's just so ridiculous. Even though it's not that ridiculous. It's just, you know, I don't know. It's not on the nose. It's just super smutty. it's stupid. I don't know what to say about it. It's not so ridiculously over the top, but it's just sort of like, I don't know, a 13-year-old who's like, oh, or not a 13-year-old, maybe just a 16-year-old thinking like, oh my God, oh, the graphic. I don't know. It's like being in high school, whatever, 20 years ago, and being like, oh my God, have you heard about the Wild Things? Oh, that is some hot shit. And that's what this is. It's like that. Well, it's like Wild Things. But I also watched the first four episodes of Princess Principal. I think the last time I talked about it, I only watched the first. And this is a steampunk alternate history, I think in the maybe late 1800s or 1900s. I'm not sure what time place it takes place in. But it's all about spies and everything. And it follows this group of young girls who are a part of a spy group, and they are working together. One of them is a princess, and they go on these various missions and find information or collect these objects or these research teams and their development things and what have you. It's well done. It looks good enough, but it doesn't have a lot of variety to it visually, and I don't give any shits about any of the characters, and that's the problem for me. I don't care about the characters, and then I don't care about the story on top of that, so I don't have any real reason to watch it. So I did drop it after the fourth episode, because as well done as it is. I'm not a huge fan of the steampunk aesthetic. I don't really care about... I don't want to say I don't care about a group of girls doing things or whatever, but there is a part of it that just feels like it's not going fully at it or something. It's not that it's cute at times. It can be cutesy or whatever. It just feels like it doesn't quite push the pedal down completely. It doesn't go all in. It still falls back on some tropes and stereotypes and things you'd expect, and I wish it didn't. But most of all, I just wish any of the characters or the show in general had some kind of personality of any kind, and it really doesn't. So I can't stick with it. And then last but not... I won't, because I only watched another episode after third, but I have now begun to catch up with the Ballroom series, whatever the hell it's called, but I still love that show. I love the visuals, I love the aesthetic, I love the long necks, I love the way that the dancing is shot and portrayed. You know, it's not completely smooth, it's a lot of kind of quick cuts to these incredible stretched out poses, and just I enjoy the way it looks, even though there's a lot of, and I'm assuming this is, you know, budgetary reasons, but there are a lot of times where it's just quick cutting between various close-ups or just still frames and moving around that. But I like the aesthetic so much that I don't mind that the animation isn't always there. And I like the characters, I like the story, what's been shown so far, and all that. Moving on to the games. So I played some Fictorum, which is a PC game. Get on Steam. It is an action RPG with destructible environments where you are moving through the story, and I guess there are supposedly these procedurally generated world map things that are node-based, and you move from node to node, and then you get bits of written text for the story, and then you get to... Okay, sometimes you'll just continue the story, other times you will get choices, like a choose-your-own-adventure. And the thing about Fictorum is it feels very much like an early access game, but it is not. It is an official release, but it is buggy. It says it has full controller support, but that is a lie. As far as I'm concerned, because when navigating menus or the book and whatnot, you still have to move around an on-screen cursor, and that doesn't feel that great. The menus, when you pause, can sometimes get stuck, and you have to back out using the cursor, which maybe you won't be able to use with the controller, and you have to actually pull out the mouse and do it that way. Sometimes they get stuck, and you have to exit back out to the main menu because of the things that are going on. But one of the biggest problems I have with the controller support, the supposed full controller support, is that when you are reading through these bits of text, you know, to scroll up and down, and if you want to move the paper, you can't do it by just pressing down on the analog stick or the D-pad. You have to move the on-screen cursor to the scroll bar, click and hold on it, and then move that way. And I'm not even sure if the scroll wheel on a mouse, I'm assuming that would work, but you definitely can't do anything super convenient with a controller in terms of navigating that, which is really annoying and makes me question or refute the claim of it being full controller support. For me, because I've played other games that say that and then have these kind of issues, and I don't think there are games that, I mean, I'm sure there are, but I don't feel like in those games that say partial but then have menus that you need to, or ideally would navigate with a mouse, there's nothing that you can't do with a controller if you wanted to. But yeah, that's a problem. But the game itself is just really repetitive. When you actually do get into the action bits, when you are going through the story and then you click you make a choice and then it takes you to actual gameplay, it all feels very samey. you are in these little environments, and you know, you got some trees, you got some buildings, you have a destination or a thing you have to go reach. You get there, you'll maybe kill some enemies along the way, and you just rinse and repeat. It's not that fun. At least the mission design and all the action. It's fun blowing up buildings because the destruction is fun. That part is fun because when you shoot a fireball at a house, they explode. It's not like they just crumble. Everything explodes, and it's awesome when it happens. Or you use a different type of element. That is great. But that is not enough to hold one's attention or to warrant the $20 price tag, because that isn't so much fun that everything else about the game is, you know, worth ignoring. And also, it doesn't look that great. There's horrible pop-in and also texture pop-in where you'll walk up to something and the textures won't fully load until you're like 5 feet or even closer away from them, and things will pop up within 10 feet. So there's a lot of technical issues with the game at this point, and there's just not all that much to it. You're not going to get a lot out of it by replaying, and it's not like it's all that different. And yeah, it's something that would be fun to play for a half hour or just to enjoy the destructibility for a little bit. I wish there was just a sandbox mode where I can just jump in and explode and blow up things forever. But then that's what... I've never really messed around with it, but that's like Gary's Mod or whatever. Can't you just blow up things in there? I don't know. But just go pick up a copy of Red Faction Guerrilla. It might not have magic, but it has explosions and destructibility to an extreme degree. And a very satisfying degree. And that's really all Fictorum has going for it. And that's just not enough to make up for all the other discrepancies. And then other than that, I've been playing some Cinemora EX, not X, Cinemora EX on Xbox One. It's also available on PS4, I believe, and PC. I'm not sure if you get an upgrade on PC, because I think Cinemora... originally, the original version that came out 5 years ago came out on PC, as well as Xbox Live Arcade and whatnot. But it is an upgraded version of Cinemora with couch co-op and versus modes and all that. And I don't really know what else. It's a side-scrolling shmup, so if you haven't played it, it's definitely worth picking up. If you have played it, it's worth picking up. If you just want to play it again and play it looking prettier now than it did before, and if you're just itching for a shmup, because the shmup genre hasn't been doing all that hot, in my opinion, on consoles at least. Maybe I know there's been more stuff on PC, but on console you haven't had many great options. But it looks good. It still plays well. If you don't know the game, the main gimmick of it is that you don't have a health bar or anything. It's that if you are hurt, if you take damage, instead of losing health from a health bar or whatnot, the timer for the level will tick down a little bit extra. So you are constantly losing time in real time as it's ticking down. But if you take damage, then you will also be losing time in that way. And if the timer reaches zero, well, you're going to have to restart. So that's a bit of that's an interesting mechanic. But yeah, and you can also slow down time to navigate through bullet hell areas or navigate through very tight areas where you're going through tunnels and need to make way without being damaged or whatnot. So I like that mechanic as well. You just pull the left trigger and then everything is slowed down. But it's a very basic shmup with a lot of boss battles that aren't all that memorable. They're very plain. I don't think they're all that memorable. The story is adult and tonally odd and when accompanying the gameplay and the bright visuals and all that. It covers a lot of dark subjects, but it's a solid shmup. It's especially great if you have local friends and want to play co-op in the versus modes, which I haven't really dabbled in the versus modes yet, so I might talk about the game again after I do that. It would be nice if there was online. I don't believe there is. I didn't see anything for that. It's still a very, very solid shmup, and it looks really good, and it runs well, and I think it's $15. I'm going to check right now if I can see it. Let's do it. Cena, just $20. Still, $15, $20. Solid, solid game. So yeah, check that out if you like the shmups. Then, other than that, like I said, I've just been messing around with Fortnite. When it works, still highly don't recommend it for people to buy. I think people should just wait until it's actually free to play and then pick it up then, because it'll probably be a better game and it'll also be a free game like it should be right from the get-go. Why they decided to charge people initially, I don't understand. They don't need the money. They're Epic. If they need the money, then I don't understand how that's happening. Unless Epic is such a cheap ass that they're just not willing to put more money into the game themselves without getting some in return. But they should be getting stuff in return for the llamas and whatnot from people who are just playing the game because it's free. Because it should be free. And then they feel better about paying to purchase llamas and stuff like that. But that isn't the way they decided to handle it. So, whatever. People do what they do. They do what they do. But I'm still playing it. Because I got the game for free. I didn't have to pay for it, so that's the only reason. If I had to pay for it, I wouldn't have, and I would never have talked about it. Anyway, moving on to the end of the show, because that's where we are. So I hope you all enjoyed that little thing. I super apologize for the beginning and having to hear all about that. That's on me. Just like the underwear. It's on me right now. Whatever. Once again, I'm your host, Mark Cousinez. Y'all can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Xbox Live, my anime list, and Steam, at PX Sausage. I'm that pretty much everywhere. On PSN, I'm TheKush3. The site is, of course, pixelatedsausage.com, where you can find this podcast, Pixelated Radio, and the Pixelated Paranormal Podcast, as well as the art I do, which if you like and would like to see all in one place, you can go over to pxsart.com and check it out all over there, and you'll get links to where you can purchase prints for the pieces you like if you feel like doing just that. And if you'd like to support the site in general and everything we do, you can go over to patreon.com/pxs and support us that way. And so that will do it for today's show. Bye!